Ben.
A good start to the day.
Welcome back, everyone, to another thrilling episode of Turning Tables Podcast. Woo! I'm your current DM, Alex Webster. With me, as always, Danny.
Howdy.
Howdy.
Hi there.
Reuben.
Hello from the other side.
Okay, James.
Bones and all.
And Connor.
Hello.
Hello. So excited to play with you guys. Last we left off, our poor adventurers just can't seem to catch a break, as they found that they were actually being spied on by one of their other fellow challengers here in Zorn for the Vengeance Trials. Most of last episode was just figuring out what to do and wrapping up some combat, where poor Zaris was also dazed and confused the entire time.
Bats.
Dazed and confused.
Thank you. Only for our ascenders to emerge with a swirling vortex of earth, fire, water, and air. Their next challenge laid out in front of them while being spectated by thousands of residents of of Zorn.
We can call it the millions. Oh, you guys fucked up. This is a good wrestling reference for everybody.
Yeah, I'm not.
Honestly, wrong crowd. It's you and me, I think.
I'm too tired to think that hard.
It's you and me, I fear. All right, so
Anthony and Phil got it.
I don't want to listen.
Yeah. Well, they should. I'll make them listen to this one.
I'm just gonna keep texting them. I told them that I'm gonna give them the timestamp of when you said Phil doesn't know how to read. I told them about it. They thought it was so fucking funny. Anyway, moving right along. We are actually kicking this off with an initiative roll.
Oh shit.
For everyone, and I have about a million initiatives to roll.
Can we talk about the thing that we woke up with that we didn't cover in the last episode ye old level up?
Oh, yeah. So, also, while everyone is rolling their initiatives, last session, as everyone kind of came to from their long rest, they all leveled up. We are kind of retconning that happened in between, so that, you know, as they go into this next fight, we're all level 12. Yay!
Yay!
Zaris took the spell sniper feat.
What's that max HP at for Zaris?
She is now sitting pretty at 87 hit points.
Healthy. Ooh. Healthy girl.
Healthy. So that's that. And then also, yeah, she just took a feat.
She took a feat. Amon is sitting pretty thick at 101 hit points.
Goddamn.
Your boy took Metamagic Adept.
Ooh.
And so I have some sorcery shenanigans I could use now.
Oh, yeah.
I have two sorcery points that I can use for this, but we'll see.
I took Spell Sniper, and I get a cantrip from that. And instead of choosing a druid cantrip, because I already have like three of them, I took a warlock.
I took Eldritch Blast. Let's get it. The sorcery things, the metamagic stuff I took was Twin Spell and Quicken Spell.
Ooh.
In case I want to be a fucker about something.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. What did you do?
Your boy took a feat.
Feats.
I took what's called Gift of the Metallic Dragon. Basically allows me to do some healing, and I also block some attacks with some wings that come out that will be role-played later on for reasons.
Oh, yeah.
Eldritch Blast will have... I'm not taking it just to be cute. There's plot.
There's plot there.
Nice.
Yeah, this is definitely a role-playing feat, if you will.
Feats!
What about Siegfried?
Siegfried may have found something quite broken, and he took alert. So I get +5 bonus to my initiative. I cannot be surprised while I am conscious, and other creatures do not gain advantage on attack rolls against me as a result of being unseen by you. So basically, I can now recklessly attack without giving my opponent a advantage roll.
Sheesh.
So everyone's getting bopped.
Bonkasaurus Rex.
Bonkasaurus Rex.
More bonking. I'm for it.
What about you, Connor?
So, Elias sits now at 120 hit points.
Nice.
Thick. He automatically gets haste.
Nice.
Oh, shit.
And protection from energy at paladin level 9.
Nice.
And then I prepared magic circle.
Ooh, magic circle's a dope fucking spell.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, and then I up my proficiency. So, yeah.
That's about love it.
That's it for me.
Wonderful. Aman, what did you get?
I already said that.
No, I mean, like, for initiative.
Oh.
I didn't know that's what we were doing.
Man, I got a 10.
Okay. I didn't even roll.
Easily the worst initiative I've
rolled. You're supposed to be doing it at the same time, guys.
Sorry.
What did you get?
Nat 20.
Hell yeah!
Motherfucker! Gets plus 5.
Didn't even need the plus 5.
Motherfucker Jones.
Motherfucker Jones.
Motherfucker Jones. Elias rolled a 10.
Who has the you have the higher?
You know
picks.
I do. Come on.
It took me 2 seconds. Fucking
chill. I'm a flippy boy.
Fucking chill. Crap.
17.
That's come up a lot.
We kick off top of initiative. As I mentioned last episode, the center of the arena are 4 towering altars, each ablaze with their own respective elemental energy. And you see, I believe, after a perception check from our rogue boy, you saw that there were there was some sort of item on the top of each pillar. So at the top of the order is an air elemental.
Oh, great.
The bamboozle.
Before we jump into it, does anyone can roll an Arcana check right now?
Allow me.
What did that thing roll? First of all, that's what I want to know.
That's a nat 20, baby.
For sure.
Yeah, I know all the magic.
Fuck yeah. You quickly realize they're per. Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah. What did you get, Siegfried?
What, for my initiative?
For your Arcana.
I got 11, but that's not what I'm doing this year.
Oh, okay.
I was like, what the hell did that air elemental roll for initiative? That's what I want to know.
Oh, no, yeah, the air elemental has a plus 5.
I got 26.
What
the f... Alright, that thing's getting bonked, alright?
George is getting upset.
You're first!
Anyway, you realize that there's an elemental for each element here.
Great.
So it's an air, earth, fire, and water elemental.
All right. I'm just going to scream, elementals! All of them!
Awesome.
Fucking avatar.
And also, as mentioned, surrounding each altar, there is a cacophony of winds, very similar to like a tornado. For mechanic purposes, this is basically a wind wall.
Great.
Okay. So the air elemental, seeing that you guys are not through it at this point, is not going to do anything this turn because you're not anywhere near it. Which means, Sig, what you doing?
What are we by?
You basically walk through into like the arena that you were in the very, very beginning. Only like the all the items and stuff have been removed and cleared out, and this has basically been set up. So basically you walk through a gate, and there are about, I believe we said, about 60 feet away, 4 pillars, and surrounding that is the elementals and basically a wind wall.
Are there any elementals that are closest to us?
No, you would have, it's gonna, unless you basically can move closer, and then we can kind of break down how the wind wall mechanic will work, but.
Okay.
Are the columns, like imagine on here,
mm-hmm.
are they set up like that? Like enter the arena and then they'd be like this? Or?
Basically, like, if you walk in and you're facing the north, there's like a row of them, one next to each other.
Oh, okay.
Like 60 feet away,
gotcha.
From you. Yeah.
Okay. And they're all next to each other.
They're all next to
How,
each other.
What's the spacing?
There's probably about 10 feet between each pillar. Like,
oh, shit.
Like the pillars themselves are pretty wide. Like the pillars themselves are probably like, are probably around like 15 feet like around, but in between that are like 10 feet. So overall it's spread across like quick maths, like another 80 feet.
Okay, gotcha. And then elementals occupy each one of those.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm gonna bonus action rage first because I don't know what's happening.
I don't know what's happening.
And I'm not gonna let it do anything to me.
Right.
120.
Okay, beautiful. All right, that was it. Continue.
I don't like that.
Yeah, bonus action rage, and Siegfried's just gonna go towards whatever closest tower there is.
If you don't get attacked within the next round, you lose your rage.
You have to get hit.
You have to get hit or hit.
Hit.
It's clobbering time.
No, really. So that thing's. I got 40 feet, so I'm close to the tower.
Because you can't.
Can't dash.
Well, he hasn't used his action. You can use your movement and your action.
Yeah, I'm gonna use my action.
Okay, so you can use your movement and your action to dash if you want.
Sure.
And that should get you. Which tower are you going towards first?
Whichever one was closest to us.
Okay. I would say.
Because we're all next to each other.
Wherever we entered, I'm just trying to. Whatever one's the closest to
straight
to that one.
But do you run the risk of like aggroing all of the elementals?
Guess we'll find out.
All right, fuck it.
So
I love it.
Close to
we're doing it live.
Fuck it, we'll do it live.
We'll do it live.
I'll write it and we'll do it live.
Avatar ass encounter.
So many fucking numbers. Yeah, you're welcome.
I love it.
Okay, I need you to make me a strength saving throw, sir.
I good thing you have advantage on that.
Yeah, and you're way out of my radius because you.
Hey, you know what?
You don't need it. He's a barb.
You beeline, dude.
He's a Barbie boy.
Here comes the double ones.
Close. No. 28?
Oh, yeah, you passed.
I was like, close.
No, it was two. One of them. Why are you trying to curse me, man? What the hell?
It's funny, bro.
Every time you mention it, it happens.
Yeah, I know. Stop saying stuff.
You take 4 points of bludgeoning damage.
Ouchies.
It was 16, but he saved and he's raging.
Yep.
She did the math for you.
Because that was very easy math.
Siegfried don't know math.
So basically what happens, you are so, like, filled with rage. You go through this swirling arcane wind energy and you're just like, you know, you've seen Twister.
Fuck that shit.
Jason. Son of a bitch.
So you're able to just pass through that barrier very, very easily. And you, like, it's kind of hard to make eye contact with an earth elemental, but, like, basically, do you remember Zaris? You remember Zaris earlier, like a couple days ago when she turned into an earth elemental and you're just like, oh, so you know exactly what this is.
Mm-hmm.
And that's your go. Next up is the water elemental.
Shit.
Splish splash.
Taking a bath.
Thank you.
This does have the distance and the speed to get to you.
It can go the distance. It has the speed.
I'm sick, it's not
alone.
It's time.
Somebody put the trumpet in there.
I got it.
Honestly, I wanted to text you guys, but I was driving, so I couldn't. I was driving to San Diego, and that song came on, and I was just like, ah.
Shout out to Kate.
Okie dokie.
I hate you all.
That's fine.
Accepted it.
Okay, he is going to take a slam attack. Two slam attacks against you.
Mm-hmm.
One's a nat 20, one's a nat 1. I shit you not.
Oh my god.
See what happens?
How was it be that time?
You say it and then something like that happens. Stop saying shit.
Okay.
That is so funny. Hold on, let me make sure they don't whiff it. Okay, yeah. They
every time.
It wasn't me.
Every time.
I would have honestly loved if it failed the crit fail.
Yeah. Wow, okay, so that's 26 halved to 13.
trips, falls next to the fire,
and metal damage. Just
put it out.
Well, that was easy.
One down! Got him! Totally by myself with no help! Swarm!
So, hold on, I have to do math for people.
This is what happens when we don't play D&D for a while.
We are absolutely deranged.
Out of control.
Super. As the kids say, feral?
Feral?
It's giving?
Okay, it's giving? It's serving cuts.
God damn it.
It's ace?
So you're at 120? Did I do that math right? Okay.
No.
I just have an HP tracker. That's literally it. That's the only reason I need to
Nobody
know.
Nobody likes it and we're scared.
You guys are bitches.
I don't know what the fuck That's any funny. Of this is. I'm fucking scared.
Fire Elemental is next. That one's a little bit further away. They do have the speed, though. This is really funny. The Fire Elemental's attack is literally touch.
Touch.
He's hot.
Touch.
Touch.
Same thing, two attacks on Sig. Oh, wait, this dice is getting retired. That's another nat one. That's fucking
Yeah, keep it. Keep it.
He okay. touches the Water Elemental.
Two down!
My leg!
We're doing great! We're doing great! Keep it up, guys!
Alright.
Keep going!
We're all behind them.
And everyone just standing there like, yeah!
You're doing great, sweetie!
Yeah, you're doing great, sweetie!
Oh, Lord. Alex is already done
shot.
With this.
Yeah.
She's rolling damage at this point.
Yeah. You take 17 fire damage.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
And until you use an action to douse the fire, you take 1d10 fire damage at the start of each of your turn.
So you're on fire.
I'm on fire.
Okay.
He's on fire!
And finally, last but not least, is the Earth Elemental.
Fuck.
You were already right up against. They rolled very close to each other in initiative. It was very bizarre.
Is it? Or are you cheating?
Sir? This is a Wendy's. Don't find
yourself. Jacuzzi!
I know, for real.
I had to.
Why?
I don't know. It felt right.
All
right,
one more.
Oh,
I am so sorry.
Damn it.
I am so sorry.
Are you, though?
I honestly, a little... Okay, so that's a dirty 20 and a nat 20.
You got nat 20 twice.
But he also got nat 1 twice.
She also didn't retire the nat 20 dice.
What do you have against me?
I just think you're trying to kill one of us and I'm scared.
I've barely hit Siegfried.
I have to antagonize the dice.
Oh my god.
Get them to change their mind.
Bribe
Stop
them.
It.
Yeah.
Bad, your bad bird dice.
Why do you keep antagonizing him?
Leave him alone, he's just a boy.
38.
Oh lord.
Bludgeoning damage.
Does that already have?
No,
oh.
So
she's doing math.
19.
Thanks.
How 19. Far away are you from us?
Mm-hmm.
Like
he's
40
feet. 40
feet.
40 feet. His
no,
full
he
movement.
Dashed.
He,
cool.
he
okay.
dashed, no, he's 60. 80. He's like 60.
He's
60.
Over he's over there.
He's over there.
He gone.
That is the... God, you killed him! He's already dead!
He's already dead!
Amon, it's your go.
Oh, Jesus, fuck. All right. I'm going...
You guys beat a 17?
No.
Yeah,
no, it's
wait,
because... It,
justice
yeah.
for...
Justice.
The small boy.
Yeah.
I don't get to roll that high all the time. Okay, so... Our boy, Siegfried, is already in there. I don't have the speed to get to him, but I will start flying, and the turret is going to be too slow to get there. So you see, he goes to put down the turret, double thinks about it, he slaps the inside of the turret, like, on his back, and a core pops out, and he grabs it, and he pulls out, like, looks like a hand-carved, like, dragon wood trigger, and he
Ooh.
Slaps that in there. And he pulls out his multi-tool with the other handle. Now he's dual-wielding.
Oh!
So it's part of, yeah, it's part of the turret. I can either choose to make it a turret or a small or a tiny item that I can use instead. So I'm going to turn it into a ballista with just a hand ballista. And I will, as my action, cast Shatter on the
Earth
elemental. It has a distance of 10-foot radius. Can I hit another elemental in that distance?
Yes, because I already said that the
fire,
one closed the distance. Okay. So you can get both.
They have to make a saving throw. It says anything that's made of inorganic materials, such as stone, crystal, or metal, has disadvantage. I don't know if that would apply to the fire, but definitely the stone
definitely
guy.
Definitely the stone, yeah.
It is a constitution save.
That is very wise of you. Con save?
Yes, please.
Okay.
You need to be at 18.
Okay, the earth elemental does. And then the fire elemental does not.
Even with disadvantage, the earth elemental passed?
Thank you for reminding me. Yes.
Damn. Alright, I still get to do this damage.
Well, here. Because as you do this attack, and as the shatter reaches both elementals, you see that even though you know the earth elemental should have saved, it does more damage. Like, you get the impression that they are definitely vulnerable to thunder damage.
Still got hurt by the thunders.
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to roll 3d8s, but plus an extra d8 because of my gun proficiency thingy. Ooh, that's not a good roll. 12 points of thunder damage with maths and stuff, and then I will still use my hand ballista to take a shot at the earth elemental, hopefully pushing it back. I have a pretty... That's 17?
To hit the earth elemental?
Yes.
That is its armor class.
Yay!
So, I wasn't stressing. Everything's under control.
What was the... I'm sorry. Do you remember the total for the...
12 for the thunder?
That's what I thought. Okay.
For the ballista, that's going to be 12 points of force damage, and the earth elemental is pushed 5 feet back.
Cool.
So you can bump if you'd like, sir.
You get that attack of opportunity, my boy.
For the earth elemental, how much was it?
12.
Okay, cool.
That was the sound of Siegfried rolling an attack of opportunity.
It's not gonna hit.
I tried.
Maybe.
You did.
Hold on.
No, it's not. It's 13 right now.
Ah, bummer.
Yeah.
Damn.
I know. Bad roll.
Okay, anything else, crap?
That is my go. I know my turn takes a long time. I'm sorry.
That was good. Very fast.
I'm sorry.
That was fine. Don't be so hard on yourself. Now it's Amon.
Okay, there's how many elementals on Siegfried?
Two.
17. How far is he?
About 60 feet.
Okay. How tall are these pillars?
They're actually pretty significant. Like, you not necessarily, like, would have to do the Mulan thing to get to the top of them.
Be a man!
But I would say...
I was going to start singing.
Yeah,
sorry.
I appreciate it. I would say probably about 15
feet. It's 15 feet from this.
Beautiful.
That's all I needed to hear.
That's what I was telling you!
No, good. Okay.
Don't you understand the words coming out of my mouth? No one understands the words coming out of your mouth.
I am going to use Ye Old Free one day of invisibility because of Shadow Touch.
Beautiful.
Turn invisible.
Okay.
Move my 30 feet towards Siegfried.
Mm-hmm.
Which is the closest pillar?
We decided the Earth one is the closest.
Right there.
Right up in
I'm
there.
I'm going to be right next to it. Okay. Stroking the shaft.
Okay, well,
very nice.
You go through the windfall, so I need you to make me a strength saving throw, please.
Sure.
And if you take damage, invisibility does drop, just so you know.
Cool.
I'm good. So I don't know. I
No, it's fine.
Decisions have been
because,
made.
Because, yeah, I made this decision, it's fine. I'm going to fail that.
Damn.
Damn.
It, like, rolled, too.
Yeah, it kind of, like...
it was like, I can give it to you.
Nope. But I'm not.
Error?
Nope.
Okay, you take 12 points of bludgeoning damage.
Okay, give me a quick second to do these dumb maths. I'm there.
Yeah, you make it through. Like, you just, your invisibility drops.
That's fine with me. All
right. It is Zaris's go. She is going to get a little bit closer, and with her fancy new feet from 60 feet away, she is going to cast Healing Word on Siegfried because
nice.
She is still sniper now.
She's got nice. Feet!
She has literally just...
Ow!
She aims with nothing, and she's like, get wrecked, motherfucker.
Heal tip?
Hits him with a heal?
Get unwrecked.
Pegs him in the ass.
Okay. It's a penicillin shot.
International Women's Day.
I am a married woman. okay. Where'd it go?
Isn't today like National Goth Girl Day or Goth Day?
It's Goth Day. Shout out to Elvira.
Woo!
Okay. This is really
yeah, it's on my story.
That's actually a thing. Okay. Yeah. I believe you.
If Elvira says it on Instagram, it's I believe true. Her.
I'm not going to argue with her.
You are correct, my queen.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. You take 12 points of healing damage.
I take
that. Ow!
Take it!
Ow! Nice.
Okay, so you're plus 12.
It heals good.
It heals good.
Okay, so you're up to 96. Beautiful. Okay, that's Zaris's action or bonus action, and then for an action with the sending stone, it's just like, don't die, please. Over.
It's in the fray.
She's good back here.
You're actually using it right for once.
Get off the trail.
No.
Focus on shooting things. Over.
I don't know how I got one of these.
It's only two.
Well, while this is all happening, Siegfried is just getting rocked by this.
Literally rocked.
Oh, shush, okay.
Throwing the queen song.
Okay. Well, enough of that shenanigans. Elias.
All right. I'm gonna enter the sphere. I'm gonna kind of make my way towards Siegfried.
Okay. Make a strict saving throw.
Is 9 gonna do it?
No. No, believe it or not,
I was ready for you to say, is 19?
I thought it was going to say 19. It's like
9? 9.
Real strong 9.
You take 13 points of bludgeoning damage.
Is 9 alright? No, it's not.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
Okay.
You launched out of.
It's blown
just
away.
Yeah. Just gets yeeted.
I take 13 points?
Yes, sir.
Is 9 okay?
No.
No. Believe it or not.
Believe it or not, it's 9.
It's 9.
Okay. So 107.
Help.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm in there now. I'm in there like one more. I'm gonna use my dash, I guess, to get even closer to Siegfried, like on him, basically. Okay.
Wouldn't you have had to use your dash to get there?
Mm-mm.
You're only 10 feet out of his range, I think.
Okay. Long story short.
Basically, you got all the way. You used a dash, but you didn't use all of the second half of your dash.
Hey.
If that makes sense, like because you have what's your feet or your feet, your feet.
How many feet do you have?
I have 2 feet, 3 if you count.
Okay. It's just a tripod. Huh? 40. Hangs down.
Okay. Yeah. So it's 60 feet to get all the way there. Right. So you use
just a baby arm.
20 of the
yeah,
extra.
Yeah. Got it. So, you can get there with a dash as
yes.
well.
Yes,
so.
I will use a dash. Does that count as my action?
Yes.
Okay.
Unless gotcha. You're him.
Gotcha.
Because he's weird.
Because he's a rogue.
Okay.
Fucking rogues.
I know.
Bonus life. Bonus life.
Rogues and monks, bro.
So I don't think Polar Master procs necessarily.
Well, if you're within, because the two elementals are on Siegfried.
Yep.
Yeah. So
if you make it to him, you would be within 10 feet of either or of
that reach.
Cool. Yeah,
I'm gonna hit him.
Reach. Okay, yeah. Fuck yeah.
Reach.
I'm gonna use my reaction on one of them. Does 11 hit?
Unfortunately, no.
Damn.
Oh, fuck.
Okay, that doesn't. And then
you have more than one attack.
But he used a dash action. He was using his reaction.
Yeah,
he
used a reaction. Mm-hmm. All right. I am just going to use a bonus action to summon my Echo.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, so I'm manifesting Echo, and he's going to pop up.
What does he say?
Huzzah! I am here, my loyal subjects.
Okay.
And he's going to pop up. He's going to pop up 15 feet, kind of parallel. So we're making like a line now.
Okay.
So I would say that it's, you know, it's me, it's Siegfried, and then it's the Great Elias, like right here, kind of like in a wall, facing
like Zaris. Oh, brother, yeah. This guy stinks!
Facing the two elementals. And that's really it. That's
okay.
It for me.
Awesome. Hey, you guys got all up in the fray there.
We're up in
so.
The guts.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Up in them guts.
Up in them guts.
Elemental guts?
Yes.
Okie dokie. The air elemental is going to throw out a whirlwind attack. So Siegfried, Elias, and Amon need to all make strength saving throws.
Wait, I went to the pillar though.
They're next to the pillar. Like you guys are all
Oh,
all
right. It's all close.
It's all close. Like,
damn it. He's chose. Wait, how close am
I
to
him? And now
if I'm close to him,
so you're right at a +3.
Yeah, totally. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Love that for me because I needed it. I'm still going to fail.
Does 13.
Well, your dice have been rough to you already.
13 is the same.
13, yeah.
I'm not even close to 13.
27.
Okay, thank you. You're fine. Okay.
It's so, strength, come on.
No, I know. Okay, yeah, so Amon
is a 9? Okay, no.
Yeah, I'm the only one taking this, and that's fine. What am I doing?
Wow, I'm rolling like ass.
That was so good.
This is the one time he rolled a nat 20 for the 12, perception check, and he said
12, so like, so it reached me down to 77.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does a nat, no.
Does a nat 20 work? Yes!
He was all like, right. He was like, yeah, it's a nat 20.
Yeah. You know, okay, the usual.
And is flung 20 feet away from the elemental in a random direction and knocked prone.
Oh god.
I'm prone.
You are prone.
Cool.
Hold on, which direction?
He's prone.
You actually somehow, like, I would say the wind, like, hits you, slams you into the pillar, and somehow you fly back 20 feet. Like, you just go, woof, woof.
Cool.
Whiplash.
I was going to say, roll for whiplash.
How far am I from a pillar?
You are now 20 feet away from the pillar.
Which one?
The earth one.
Well, so I'm, like, close, I'm 10 feet.
You fly back. Like, you basically are close to the wind wall where you started.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
On a, yeah, so you, you take half the bludgeoning damage. So that was, I rolled two.
You rolled 12, so you guys take 6.
You take 3, you take 6 bludgeoning damage.
Darn.
Sorry.
Can't resist to put it in work today.
Damn.
Right. Okay, that's the air elemental Siegfried. Here goes, sir.
I have the bonus action, put the flames out, you said?
Action.
Action?
Sure. I mean, or you could just take the... You could just tough it out.
Just stay lit.
Stay lit, though.
Remember, you have to keep getting hit to stay in a rage.
I mean...
But also, you've already been hit.
I was like, there's a ton of elementals on me. Yeah, I'm just gonna reckless attack.
Fuck him.
Let's go! Earth,
son of a bitch.
Swing away.
Where's that creepy old guy?
Okay, attack number one.
Earth pops out in the crowd.
Which one are you going for?
I'm going for the earth one.
Beautiful.
Rocket.
Yeah, you're able to clock pretty easily. That's the beefiest elemental, so... Seems wise.
Nat 20.
Yes! Let's go!
Baby!
Let's go! Oh my god!
Yes. Squirt. I love it.
Are you kidding? Wow.
Okay.
James feels like so vindicated.
I don't think you've ever rolled this many nat 20s in a session.
You know what's funny? I rolled a nat 1 and a nat 20.
Nice.
I did, I did that.
It's insane. I'm getting them back. I'm punching that guy right in the face. Right in the stupid rock face.
I'm getting a new d20, by the way.
Can't stop.
With a brutal critical, I'm just going to roll 2 damage dice.
Fuck yeah.
Let's fucking get it.
I hope it's max. Give me max damage, please. Kill.
Give him max damage, please.
Kill. I need to make some money off of this. It's just too good.
Too good.
Damn. That was not good at all. It was literally 2 twos.
Down to the 2
6
crew.
Points of damage on the first attack.
What kind of damage?
It is slashing, I believe.
But it is... goes past magical resistances because I have my sigil on.
I wasn't sure if you did it after this long rest.
It stays on until I turn it off.
Forever.
Yeah.
I did not know that. Thank you for your
time. Okay.
So actually...
because it uses something I have, so I can't use it on other things, but...
2, 4, 6. That's actually 8 points of damage.
Okay.
Thank you.
And you still have stabby dagger.
Yeah. I was going to say, I was like, there's no way you only have +2 strength.
No. No. Sir? It's 8 points total with the rage and then the fat thingy.
Beautiful.
Even though I rolled really low. Okay, attack number 2.
Woo!
I mean, he does so much damage, there's no way I can't let him walk around just doing basic damage, no?
To your face!
With a regular not magic.
Damn, that's pretty good rolls. 16 on the die with bonuses, I'm sure.
It's yeah, fuck yeah, that absolutely.
Son of a... With numbers?
With numbers.
With numbers.
With okay. Numbers.
Here I go.
5 points of damage on that one.
Is that total or with...
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm rolling really bad right now. Damage. Last attack.
Okay.
Get it.
Frenzy attack on the mother effer. Not 20.
Yes, let's go.
I'm not
Siegfried's big day out.
Siegfried's day out. Yeah, dude.
Squirt.
I love it.
Okay, squirt. This is going to be better damage.
Nice.
Here we go.
Squirt.
Okay.
There we go.
15. 15
yeah,
points.
Hell
last
yeah.
Attaboy.
Yeah. That honestly, not too shabby, dude. Not too shabby. That thing was pretty much at full health, and it's like you knocked it down to just above.
You rocked its world, you know you did.
Awesome. So movement, bonus action.
Bonus action was a frenzy, so
okay.
I got nothing.
Wonderful.
No, I'm safe right there. But I am not moving out of this. Gah! He's just screaming.
Okay, dokie. Not enjoying this. The water elemental is going to do the same exact thing that the air elemental did, but the water version, which is called Whelm. Each creature. So centered, so it's you two, because you got tossed.
It's overwhelming.
Yeah,
God,
you have to make a strength saving throw yet again.
Okay.
Okay.
Damn, I wish I had counter spell. That's probably a bad
This isn't a spell, it's an ability, yeah.
That's not going to cut it. A 4 is not going to cut it.
Does a 4? No.
Does a 4 work? 26.
Surprisingly, it does.
Surprisingly, yes, it does.
Okay, that is...
Pause for cat.
Pause for cat.
17. 17 if you failed. 9?
9. It would be 9. You round up.
Yeah. 9 for if you saved, it's bludgeoning damage and you're
so
raging, so
five. Nice.
Bludgeoning damage. If you failed, you are considered grappled.
Oh no.
No.
And you are considered restrained and unable to breathe unless you can breathe water.
Oh no.
I can't do that.
And since you got since you saved that, you're not considered restrained, but you are pushed out of range.
Me?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh shit, wait, I forgot to do the D10 because I'm still on fire, right?
Yes.
Or does the water put that up?
Actually, great point. So you do take 1d10, so you take 4 points of fire damage, but now you are no longer on fire.
Ha ha! I'll take it.
Fucking schmat. That was fucking
schmat.
Wicked schmat.
Wicked schmat.
God damn it.
Your cousin.
Thank you, Water Elemental.
From Boston.
That is that one's grr.
So what does that mean? what happened?
You're drowning, basically.
You're drowning.
For your echo, it's not a concentration thing, is it?
No.
Okay. Just making sure.
He has AC, though. I mean, like, he... like you're literally... You can't attack him.
Well, it would get the echo as well.
Yeah.
Okay, then he's out.
Okay.
Yeah, you have to say it's his one hit.
So, if he got pushed next, like, with me with the water, right?
No, he's considered grappled. He's considered underwater.
Oh,
like,
he's underwater.
He is technically...
Under the sea.
He figures out how to get out of this. He can't breathe.
And I can't do anything to try to pick him up right now until my turn, right?
No, not until your turn.
What a time for everybody to not have that sailor's rot that Amon just recently recovered from.
Right? Is it like an area of effect thing? Okay, but I'm grappled.
Yes.
So I got pushed back, and you got sucked into the water like another.
Yeah, person. Yeah.
So you're like, whoa, and I'm like, ah.
What's your hit points?
Shit.
Right now, 84.
Okay, thank you.
Ah, so am I. Twinsies.
Twinsies.
I love it. I mean, they're not that.
Okay.
She knows.
No, she doesn't.
Does she?
Twin, where have you been?
God damn it.
Fire elemental. It is going to hold its action for people to get back near him, and then the Earth Elemental
is a prick.
Is going to kind of sidestep the waterboarding situation that's occurring with poor Elias, and is going to make 2 slam attacks against you, sir.
Guantanamo Bay?
Damn.
I want the truth. You can't handle
the
truth.
What's your AC?
500.
Okay, cool.
million.
I okay, cool. They rolled six.
I was,
fuck!
I was reading an ability, so I, like when you said that, I was like, yeah, sure.
Yeah, that's
okay, one hit, one misses.
Okay.
Okay.
Sounds good to me.
Just so the audience doesn't know, yeah, there's no edit. She just knows one hits and one misses.
Oh, wow, that's good. 20 points bludgeoning damage, half to 10. So that puts Sig at 75. And that's their go. And finally, we're back with Kraft.
Yeah, boy. I will now fly my other 30 feet. I guess I have to go through the wind wall, yes?
To fly. Well, you already did.
No, I flew close, but not all the way through.
Yes, roll me that shrink save.
Here we go. Da, 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 da. Ooh, 19 plus numbers. Well, yeah. Zero, so.
Yeah. 19 plus zero.
19 plus zero. Numbers. Zero.
Zero is a number.
Can I interest you in nothing?
Do I take half, or do I
just... hope you're hungry for nothing. Yeah, let me roll one.
Life. Yes. Oh, that's not good.
You clipped the foot.
Yeah.
It was the good take... foot. 7 points of bludgeoning damage. It was I rolled 19. I rolled.
Thank God. I mean, good thing I passed.
19 or 14?
19. He saved.
So it'd be
8.
8 points of damage.
Oh, I heard 7.
I heard 7.
Sorry, I can't do math. But...
So I was like, ma'am?
Would you like him? So you want him to take an extra point of damage?
No, leave me alone. We're good.
We're just trying to figure out what you're up to.
What are you up to? Okay, I'm still mighty fine. We'll start with a little ballista. I will make a shot at the rock elemental again.
Okay.
15 plus lots of numbers.
For which one?
The rock elemental.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's going to be...
Wait, the rock is the earth one, right?
Yes, that's okay. What I meant. I was just...
I was like, wait, there's another one? Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God.
Smell! fuck.
It looks like Dwayne the Rock Johnson.
Yeah.
Actually, it's going to be...
A lot of dice.
14 points of force damage.
Fuck yeah.
And he'll get pushed. Five of them feetsies.
14?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, wait, I'm not buying anymore. Huh?
Nope. Damn. Well, actually, no, it moved close to you, so.
Yeah, it came back to slam you.
Yeah. So if you're not prone or anything, so yeah.
Yeah.
Swing away.
21?
Yeah, that hits.
Nice.
There we go. 16 points of damage.
Fuck hell yeah. Yeah. Holy shit.
Love it, bitch.
Doing it.
You said
well.
14?
16.
16,
all right.
Do it.
Okay.
Plus with the information that I learned the last turn, I will make, instead of casting a spell slot, I'll just do, I guess I will get close.
You're not that far away.
Yeah, I guess I'll fly up, after he hits it and pushes away, I'll fly up on it. And I will cast Thunder Wave centered on myself.
Jump on it. Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun. Kimasabe! So it has to make another Constitution save. Oh, Thunder Wave is a level 1 spell.
Thunder Wave?
Yeah. That's fine. I'll still cast it. Sorry, what was that?
18?
18 is the save. So it goes to the runner. He will take half of this, but it is... Thunder damage, as we discussed earlier.
Yes.
So it's going to be 3d8s again.
Fuck yeah.
Thanks. I got lost there.
Not great.
15 points of thunder damage.
Oh, I mean, that's honestly, thunder. You guys have sufficiently fucked this poor guy up.
And
he's not a poor guy at all.
He passes, so he doesn't get pushed away.
He's just a little guy.
Bastard is what he is.
But I am up in the business now.
Okay.
He's up in them guts.
Come on. I'm sorry, is there anything else Kraft does?
That's it.
Are you attacking the water elemental?
Earth. Sorry, he's the thickest.
Literally all the other ones are at full health.
So, I probably should have went for something else.
Somebody to incapacitate the water.
Can somebody fuck up the water for me? Please? Help me.
Come on.
All right. I'm going to stand up, so I'm going to use half my movement. I'm 20 feet away, right?
Mm-hmm.
From what pillar?
The earth.
Looking up at it, what's up there?
It's kind of hard to see because obviously you're like looking at a weird angle. But you see kind of like glowing with this like green arcane earth energy is like, it's like maybe like an amulet or something. It's kind of hard to tell.
Can I roll arcana on the glowing green?
Do you want to use your action to investigate it?
Oh, I don't.
Is it that important to you? The
it kind of is because I have a dumb plan and I have like a smarter plan.
Sure.
Fuck. Alright, give me a second here.
Spark brain.
Yeah, I'm gonna stand up anyway. How far away is the action?
What?
From me?
Oh, like, well, there. It's kind of like you're looking at it. So you're looking at this point. Elias is being waterboarded by a water elemental. And Siegfried and Kraft are tag teaming the earth elemental.
Okay, is there a way...
Nice.
Is there a way I can get the water and earth elemental if I do something that's a range of 5 feet?
No.
Can I roll insight on that earth elemental to see how close to death it is?
Sure, yeah.
It's not good, man. It's 9.
No, it doesn't all do right. it. No, right. it looks hurt. Like, you guys, I mean, also just based on, like, process of elimination, seeing how everyone has just kind of come together to absolutely, like, just fuck up this earth elemental. Like, it's not great.
Come together.
From where I'm standing, I'm going to cast Sacred Flame
on
the earth elemental. Okay. It needs a dex saving throw.
A dex saving throw. Okay.
Sacred is
flames. 14.
Yeah, that fails.
Yeah.
So it's going to take, Jesus Christ, that sucks. 9 points of radiant damage.
Oh, okay.
And I'm going to let Chuck know. I'm going to be like, hey, water elemental, he is going to breathe lightning breath at the water elemental.
Ooh. Boogie, woogie, woogie.
You got it, bud.
It's got to do...
He makes a chicken noise. And...
He's got to do a dex saving throw.
Okay.
Welcome to hell, motherfuckers!
Welcome to...
Spooky Davis.
Yeah. David. 9.
Yeah, that fails. It's going to take... it still sucks. 8 points of thunder damage. Lightning damage.
Okay. You know, I know it seems kind of counterintuitive, but for some reason water elementals have no vulnerability to lightning.
Was that some bullshit? but yeah, I'm gonna have him do that and then fly back and hide in my
Someone
thing.
Does not play Pokemon.
Yeah. What
okay,
the
how,
hell?
How much damage? I'm sorry.
That was 9.
9? Okay.
Does it have to do with concentration thing? For...
No, it's an effect. It's not like a spell.
Son of a bitch.
It's just a thing. It does.
Yeah.
I'm gonna yell out to the rest of the group. Kill the Earth Elemental. Sorry, I tried.
He's just drowning.
Yeah, like, thanks. I tried. I thought that would help.
And only got so far.
And in the end,
doesn't even.
It doesn't even matter.
Okay, let's see. It's
Zaris'
turn.
Yeah.
So, like, Mr. What's his name? Fucking Futurama.
Freaking Zoidberg.
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 She is also going to pass through and cast Thunder Wave.
Nice.
on the earth elemental. So let me roll for her freaking save. She makes it. So she takes half damage to freaking roll damage for my own character. Please hold it.
Stop hitting yourself.
Stop hitting yourself.
I can't. I like
damn.
It.
Okay.
Okay. Likes it.
8. She takes 8 points of damage.
Damage.
And so as she passes through, she gets within a 15-foot range of the earth elemental, and mm-hmm. she will cast it at... Fuck it, we're having fun.
Are we?
At 4th level.
Oh, yeah, let's go.
Jesus.
It's 5d8.
Oh, boy.
Judas Priest.
Yeah. For time constraints.
She's rolling electronic dice.
Yeah. It's pretty damn good, to be perfectly honest.
Nice. For once.
This thing is hanging on by a fucking thread. Oh, the Earth Elemental, actually? No, the Earth Elemental, like, literally, Zaris is just like, I got this. Steps through the wind wall and just boom! And this guy is crumbles. Fucking crumbles.
Kraft's gonna throw a look at Siegfried and be like, that was us. That was us. We no, softened her.
No, it wasn't. Over.
Yes, it was. I don't know how I got this still.
I feel like he made his own.
I can't.
To the channel.
I can, but we'll just say I can't.
Okay, that is Zara's turn.
I'm in.
Get off this channel. And Elias, you can... so it's a pretty easy strength check to basically get out from the restrained condition.
I have faith.
The escape DC. So if you would just use your action for this turn to try to escape. The DC, I will tell you now, it's a strength save to escape. And it's a 14 DC.
So I would take an action there?
You'd have to use your action to break out of it. But obviously, you know, that would...
If I fail, can I make a bonus action?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Let's do it. Let's start there.
Hold on, what is it?
What is it?
Well, your call. Is it cocked?
I wouldn't say so.
Okay, cool. It's a... And it's a save?
Yes.
14.
Yeah,
14
was the save. So
perfect.
Okay. I was
going to
flash genius.
Honestly, the look on Connor's face, because well, we couldn't see it. Like, we're all like, what is it?
So, in a recent episode of Dimension 20,
nice.
One Ryan Murphy said it was cocked, and he looked at it, and he's like, you got to honor the cock.
Honor that cock.
You know,
honor that cock.
Whatever he says.
Turning tables, t-shirts, coming soon.
Honor that cock.
Honor that cock.
For sure, a Dimension 20 would slap us with a cease and desist.
Let them.
No.
Yeah, because then they'll know us, who we are.
Anyway. Okay, yeah, you're out. If you want to take a bonus action, you like basically somehow like, it's weird. It's almost like you're clawing water away from your face, but you're able to like shake it off and like you're like,
Reverse Homer under the hedge.
can I get an understanding of where the elementals are relative to me?
So the water elemental isn't super far from you. I would say probably within like 10 feet or so. It's pretty close. The air elemental is a little bit further away, but it is kind of scoping everything out.
Mm-hmm.
Earth elemental kaput, and the fire elemental. Unfortunately, nothing triggered its action. So, that guy is just chilling also. Like, he's on the other side of the earth elemental. So, in order, it is, air, water, earth, fire.
Okay. But
their mind is Captain Planet.
Captain Planet. Okay. So they're not all grouped together.
Where's the heart?
Okay. Gotcha.
Right here.
Let me see.
I'll be right
here. Well...
I mean, you always bring the great Elias back.
Yeah, I think I'm going to do that. I think I'm going to just summon my Echo again. Okay. I'm going to summon my Echo again, and I'm going to put him... because I can summon him, let's see, within 15 feet of me.
Okay.
So I'm going to kind of stick him in between, if what I heard, kind of the earth and the water.
The water and air.
Earth is dead.
Earth's gone.
Sorry, yeah. The water and air. I'm going to stick them like right in between those two.
Okay, beautiful. He comes back and he's like, I knew you wouldn't make it without me.
I thought you could swim.
Beautiful. Air elemental, literally perfect
so
picture.
Much.
Picture of hell. Your Echo is unfortunately the only thing close to the air elemental.
Sure. Try to hit him.
Go ahead.
Hit him.
How many hit points does the Echo have?
One nice
one. It's like one, it has an AC.
Right. Oh, it actually might not.
No.
Fuck yeah. Okay, so it's gonna roll again.
Try hit it again.
Hit it again. 17.
No.
Fuck yeah.
Oh my god.
Yes.
Okay, so
it missed a ghost.
This air elemental like takes two slam attacks against it, and it like, and the great Elias is just like, you thought you could hit me?
Exactly.
Foolish beast. Beautiful. That's turn Siegfried. What you gonna do?
Let's get it.
Which one has been hit? Any of them?
Yeah, so the earth elemental is, so okay, let's just, top of the order, let's do a little,
recap.
The earth elemental, gone, kaput. Fire elemental has taken damage, water elemental has taken damage. Air elemental has not taken any damage.
Got it. Which one is closest to Siegfried?
Either the water or the fire, you're in between both.
You know, I think he's gonna go after water.
Fuck yeah. It hurt your friend.
Yeah, that's it.
Leave my friend alone.
Yeah. My boy. My boy.
My boy.
Father help.
My boy. Attack number one. My boy.
That's so funny.
Yeah, it's 20.
Yeah, that hits.
Yeah. 20 something around.
Yeah, that fucking hits.
His boy.
That's 10 points of damage on the first attack.
Beautiful.
All right, attack number two. My boy.
Okay.
Father help.
21.
That hits.
Oh, God, that's so good. That is 13 points of damage.
Let's get it.
Final attack. Ooh, okay. That is... Wait for it.
Waiting.
18?
Yeah, that hits.
Sweet.
Hell yeah.
You guys took out the beefiest one.
Awesome. It's 5 points.
Okay.
That's it.
Beautiful.
The kitty scratchy.
Yeah.
But she just woke up too.
Oh, yeah.
She might be pondering something.
The orb. Water elemental. Is its turn now that you've just beat the shit out of it. Okay. Does its whelm recharge? It does not.
Nice.
Not for us.
So it is going to take two slam attacks against you.
Mm-hmm.
18 and 26.
No. Yeah, both.
I was like, wait, what?
Since when?
Wait, am I still near Siegfried?
No, he moved away from you.
Oh, he moved away from you. Damn it.
And then can I use with Sentinel? Because my boy, Great Elias, is within that range. Can I use a reaction?
Totally, after we resolve this.
Of course.
25 points of bludgeoning damage. So halved 13. To 13.
Okay.
Cool. What are you at?
61.
Okay, that's its go, and now
can I use the
Great Elias will will make
the old Sentinel
opportunity.
Yep, can I turn on Great Weapon Master?
Sure.
So I'm going to reduce my attack roll by 5.
Absolutely.
Okay. Get a plus 10 in damage.
Yeah,
damage.
It's just risk reward. Ooh, okay, cool. I think this hits. 25 minus 5.
20.
That
hits.
The dirtiest. That's 20.
Yeah.
Woo! It's a filthy 20. It is a nasty, filthy, slutty 20.
It's a slutty 20.
I had to work backwards to get it.
Exactly. So that's just going to add...
Sir! You were yelled at last time.
Cool. So I'm just going to add plus. Okay. So this is...
The grind never stops. Okay,
so 18. 18
plus. Yeah.
Let's get it!
And it's going to... And it's
movement is zero.
Movement is zero, yeah.
She said 18?
Correct.
Yeah. Beautiful. Yeah. Fuck that. What's the point? What's the thing? It's damage, bloodied. Like when, some, like the hit points.
I think
thing?
Bloodied is half.
Bloodied is half. Okay, it's officially bloodied.
Nice.
Over bloodied. Okay. Cool. That's the waters. The fire one is furthest away from everyone.
He's lit.
He is lit.
A little litty titty
committee.
Nice.
Litty titty committee.
Litty titty committee.
Ace.
I have a chair on that committee.
Ace gonna move and make two attacks against
shitty.
The
shite. Okay.
Wait, who moved?
No, I'm towards the ground. Yeah. Like, I'm floating, but I'm on the ground.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Wait,
okay.
What moved?
The fire elemental.
Wasn't the fire elemental
button? No.
Damn.
You moved away from the fire elemental towards the water elemental.
Water. Whatever. One of these hoes.
These hoes today.
These hoes ain't loyal.
So these hoes today.
14?
That does not hit.
Okay, both missed.
Yes!
I rolled two. Yeah.
Nice.
Beautiful,
Thank the gods.
So it literally reaches out to like swipe at you twice, and because you're floating, you're just like, oh. Nope. Awesome. And then now it's your turn, actually. And
shite. Well, he's right in front of me. What do I do?
Hit him on the hurt.
I mean,
I know, but like, see, my main damaging spell is like Firebolt, so like, I don't think that's gonna work. I will.
For the water guy, right?
Yeah, but there's a fire guy right in front of me. You know what? I will risk it, and I will fly directly up.
Okay, take an attack of opportunity?
Yes, I will fly directly up 15 feet.
Okay.
Oh my god.
Risk it for the biscuit.
Oh my god. 16.
That does not hit.
Okay, yeah.
So, like, yeah, it's like, nope.
bye.
I'll see you later, bud. And then, yeah, you said you're attacking the air one? Which one are you attacking?
The water.
Water?
Okay, I'm trying to focus fire. Is fire good for water?
Beats me.
Is it elemental? Do I have something else?
Yeah.
Shoot it and find out.
Okay, we'll start with the ballista. I'll shoot it with the ballista first.
Okay.
Which one?
The water one. Whichever one Siegfried's... I'll try to focus fire with Siegfried.
I don't know, let's just say for a bonus action, if you want to roll to, like, investigate immunities for this thing.
My bonus action is what I use my ballista.
Hey, I'm not saying it's not without, you know, choices.
Without...
Life is choices.
Yeah,
but life is choices.
Now, here's my thing, though. Does a 13 hit?
I don't believe so.
Can I flash a genius that to make it a 17 instead?
Sure.
Genius!
Genius!
Genius! Okay, so that will be...
My boy!
My boy!
The name of this episode is just going to be my boy. Exclamation point. Not even mine. It's going to be M apostrophe B-O-I exclamation
no.
point.
No, I'm going to say right now, it's going to be Father Help.
I also like Father Help.
Five force damage.
Okay, cool.
And it will be pushed away.
Yeah.
Okay, four. You said four? Or five?
Five.
Okay.
And then, I guess.
Wait, he also has an attack of opportunity while you push it away from him.
Okay. Do it again.
Wait. 17?
That hits?
Yes.
Let's
here we go.
Get it!
Wow.
13 points of damage.
Fuck yeah.
Supporting fire.
Okay. 15?
17.
Oh, sorry.
17.
16.
And then, while you're doing that, I'm going to firebolt it.
Fuck
see
yeah.
what happens. 25.
What's funnier than 24?
25.
Yeah, that hits.
So
that's
3 d10s plus a d8.
Oh, no, my boy! Father help!
Father help!
My boy!
I've abandoned my boy! I've abandoned my son!
Ooh, I got a 10.
I want the blood, love. Give me the blood. Give me the blood, Lord.
Welcome to Turning Tables Podcast, where 90% of this show is just pop culture
just
references.
Stupidity.
That's 23.
Holy shit.
Followed up with some mean damage.
Stupidity. Follow up with mean damage.
I mean, hopefully
to ourselves or
hopefully
something
doesn't
else.
Resist fire because it's water.
It does have an elemental resistance, but not fire.
Hey!
In the hell!
I'll take that science.
Dude, love science.
Love science.
It's all
D&D science. Honestly, this thing is fucked up.
I don't have anything else to put it away, so
okay.
I will just tip my hat at the crowd.
Yeah. And get the literally hose this hype. Whole time, like every single time someone lands a hit, it doesn't matter if it's the elementals landing a hit on you or you landing a hit on the elementals. These people are out for blood. They're just having a great time. You should hear like raucous applause. Yeah.
Just for flavor, is the same chick that I finger gunned in the very beginning, is she out there in the crowd?
She's waving a white kerchief. Like she is just like trying so hard to get your
she's
attention.
She's got the craft flag.
Yeah. She's just got like, and it's not even like, it's like yield, like it's a yield rendition of what they think like a kobold look like. It pretty much is just like a lizard on the
back. It's kind of racist, but it's dope.
But I'll take it. I'll sing a week. I'll sing a week that way.
You hear like a squeal, and like she falls. She faints.
I've never been this popular.
Make just like a straight charisma check for me.
Oh god.
I will, if I don't pass this, as dumb as it is, I will use my inspiration for this.
You know what? I'm gonna use the purple one.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna use it.
It's not. Okay.
It's 13.
That's fine.
Okay. For stupid reasons, I want it to be really high. Yeah.
She, as she faints, just like blows you a kiss, and you get a D6 bardic inspiration.
What?
Ooh. I don't know what to do with that.
Yeah, I start getting a little hot. Like, wait, I didn't expect that to work so well.
Okay, Amon, it's your turn.
So since the Earth Elemental was dead and I was under that post,
sure.
Do I still see that arcane energy above it?
Yeah, you do.
Fuck it, I'm going with my original plan. I fucked up. I'm gonna use my bonus action to Starlight Step up to whatever the fuck is up there.
Absolutely.
I'm gonna try to grab it.
Okay. It's a rugged amulet adorned with precious gemstones and etched with ancient runes. It pulses with an earthy energy, resonating with basically just like strength and stability. If you want to, you can, because now it is in your hand and you're looking at it, just give me an arcana check.
I'd love that for myself. That is not good. It's a straight up 10.
Ooh. You think it might have something to do with the other items on the other altars, but you're not sure.
Cool. I'm gonna still hold on to it.
Fuck yeah.
From there, what can I see?
You can see across the way, like across all the altars, you see there are similar like items on each altar glowing with a similar arcane energy correspondent to the elements.
Yeah.
But other than that, I mean, you just have like a vantage point on everything going on below.
Cool. Who's the closest to me, elemental-wise?
You, probably the fire one at this point, yeah.
Great, get wrecked, motherfucker. Let me get a dexterity saving throw from it as I cast Sacred Flame on that dude.
Okay.
Fight fire 15. With fire.
That still fails, that dumb bitch.
Dumb bitch.
That is 13 points of radiant damage.
Oh.
And then I'm gonna send Chuck down with more of his
lightning
damage, and needs another dex save.
Cool.
As he flies by.
Yeah, that's gonna fail.
Sorry, I need to look that up again. What the damage is? Beautiful 3d6. I love rolling d6s. It's not good. It's only 7 points of thunder damage.
Thunder
damage. As he flies back up at me.
Lovely.
I'm up at the top of the pillar now.
Okay.
Lovely.
It is Zaris's go. She is going to cast from the distance she's at with 120 foot range. Second level ice knife.
Nice.
I love that spell. My favorite spell.
At the water elemental.
Hell yeah.
Which does put Siegfried.
It's a dex saving throw.
You're close to me.
So you don't get hit when it explodes.
Yeah, hold on.
Feels good.
That does hit, I fear. Make a dex save, Siegfried, please. Oh, are you also... Well, I get your Echo would have to roll a dex save as well.
Okay.
You shall.
It's not going to pass.
Okay.
Oh, no.
It's literally 2 fours.
Oof.
Two.
Oh, wow, nat 20.
Get it!
At least still take your half. Silly blade cannot harm me.
You still take half.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Does he still...
No.
He's dead.
No. Each creature within 5 feet must make it succeed on a dex saving throw or take the extra damage.
Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah, fucking beautiful.
City daggers cannot harm the great Elias.
I just rolled ass on those d6s, too.
Bibbidi bobbidi.
Wow, that was embarrassing. The target takes the piercing damage, not you. Thankfully. So you take 4 points of cold damage.
Ice, ice.
However, the... whatchamacallit? The water elemental is also going to roll for it and fail.
Let's go!
And you guys all notice, the water elemental kind of freezes over when it gets hit by cold damage.
Ooh. Cool.
It kind of, it in the same way that, like, you know, if you put something liquid in the back of a fridge and it gets kind of icy. That's kind of what's happening.
Ice baby ice.
Ice babe.
Frosty.
So that took that damage. Let me mark that down. Sorry, I'm doing a lot of things back here.
Trapped under ice.
Trapped under ice.
God, that song's so good.
Okay. This thing...
You're going to have to live with it, James.
A stiff breeze will end this water elemental. And that being said, it is Elias' turn.
A stiff breeze, huh?
I got a stiff breeze right here for you.
Yeah. You're fucking better than me? I'll show you a stiff breeze.
You think you're fucking better than me?
Wait till I tell your fucking mother.
How's your mother? Slaps him with his fucking cock.
It's elemental cock.
Oh my god.
Welcome back to Cock Talk, ladies.
Welcome
gentlemen.
Back.
It wasn't elemental cock, it's Great Elias cock.
That's worse. No, that's worse than giant swinging monster cock.
That's what you think. I love it.
His shines.
That's what scares me.
So, it deals radiant damage.
I don't like that.
Is the Great Elias closer to the water elemental than...
From what you described, yes.
Okay.
Because I think you're both close, but I think the Great Elias is a little bit closer.
Yeah, and then I think he's also closer to the fire elemental too, because I positioned him.
No, fire elemental's on the other side. But you put the
The thunder.
Yeah.
Right.
The thunder.
Okay. Cool. I'm going to use. So I'm just going to start attacking.
Yeah. Swing away, dude.
I'm going to attack from the Great Elias's position.
Okay.
The water elemental.
Literally, you could just put this away.
Okay, that's an 18 on the die.
That's gonna hit.
Cool. Let's just roll damage. Does a 12 kill it?
Yes.
Let's go.
That's bad math. Does an 8 hit it?
No.
8 points of damage?
No.
He doesn't kill it.
Literally, you could breathe at this thing a little weird.
Just breathe at it.
Yeah.
Just do that then.
attack number 2.
Okay.
Okay. From Great Elias' position.
Great.
Does a 19 hit?
Yes. What's your minimum damage?
Strength plus whatever. How many?
Yeah. Guys you have? 6.
Yeah. You put it away.
Dead.
Done.
Done.
Water
Jeez.
Elemental. In this moment, the Great Elias probably maybe you know. Looking out for you, considering that you were just being waterboarded by this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Just what does the Great Elias do to end the water elemental?
Let me think, dude.
It's water.
I think. Water. Yeah, I think like his halberd is gonna sear with holy fire.
Oh, okay.
And just totally extinguish this thing as it passes through it, just like that. It's gonna cut through it like a knife through hot butter. Or, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And then it's just gonna eviscerate after
it's
that.
It's just gonna steam?
Yeah, it's just gonna
steam. Honestly, like a water elemental literally is just like physical water.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's no rhyme or
reason. It evaporates.
Yeah. It evaporates.
That I fucking love that.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Okay, as we go to the end of the initiative, we are going to call it here. We will return. It's looking pretty good for our ascenders right now. It started off rough. Although I will say the two remaining air elemental and the fire elemental are both looking very healthy. The air elemental hasn't been touched yet.
Yeah.
I'm going to touch it.
Nice.
Touch.
Do I have to keep following you?
So, join us next week as our ascenders continue through their journey with elemental vengeance. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening. If you liked what you heard, please make sure you rate and subscribe wherever you're getting your podcast. Please. It does help other people find the podcast. I know with our schedules, like, episodes have been a little inconsistent, but we're working on it. Thank you so much for your patience. If you want to stay up to date on the latest and greatest of all of our podcasting shenanigans, we are on Instagram at TurningTablesPod. And you can find me, your DM, on Instagram at Ghost Coffee Shop. Much like Ruben, I mostly just talk about going to the gym and animals in my life, so it's great. Danny, plug your stuff. Where can people find you? What's hip and happening?
Howdy, everybody. You can find me on Instagram at Rathchild714. I had an existential crisis for a moment. So I kind of lagged on posting on Hops and Notes, but please follow Hops and Notes Pod. I have a episode ready to record. I'm gonna fucking beat myself to death. I'm gonna record it tomorrow. God damn it, I'm recording it tomorrow.
We're recording tomorrow.
I know, but I can record it after. Mine's gonna be short. But yeah, I'm fucking recording it. I'm trying to get back in. I'm trying to remotivate myself. It's been interesting, but hell yeah.
You know what would remotivate you?
These hoes today?
Taylor Swift. I just said that
just to upset
James.
We already made a Metallica reference, and James is thoroughly upset. But, hell yeah. I do want to get back in it. I know I have a few episodes that I can record with people here, people not here. I just need to put my ass in the gear. I'm going to do it. I promise.
Yeah.
I'm coming back. Squirt Ruben.
Don't squirt at me.
He just squirted at you.
Yeah, I'm covered.
Put on your gym condom.
So yeah, real quick.
Cock thing. What the fuck is it called?
It's called a pump cover.
Pump cover.
So I showed up to the recording in a pump cover. Granted, my pump cover is a little dramatic because I wear like a cloak cardigan thing.
She's also thin.
Yeah. So James, we explained this to James what it was, but he couldn't remember, so he called it a pump condom. So
it's just a cover.
It's a pump cover.
A bicep dental dam. All right.
Got it.
How long were you sitting on that?
I just thought of it right now.
Judas Priest. Oh, anyways.
Oh man, my jaw hurts from laughing so much, guys.
This is a good one. We needed this.
If you want to see other of my gym / music / anime / shenanigans, I am on Instagram at REC Matrix. I don't have any other socials because I don't know how to do those. Yeah, come give me a follow. If not, then that's okay. Also, if you can, give a listen to Plot Armor Plus, which is a anime podcast I do. We're just coming back again. Like Danny said, I was in some shit. But we are recording again, so we being me and myself and I. By the time this comes out, last episode should have been a show called The Witch and the Beast, which
sounds kind of fun.
It's okay. It's a dark noir. It's pretty fun, but some of the story doesn't make any sense. So
it'd be like that.
Yeah. So if you want to figure that out, come give it a listen. If not, that's cool too.
I can't say shit. I'm reading a romance novel about the FBI man and this woman.
I love that concept. Actually, I hope it gets made into a movie.
I don't. I wish I liked the book more. But anyway, continue.
That's you now.
James.
Oh,
Thomas.
The man in the dolphin's hat.
Yeah, you can also find me on the Horrible People's Network as one third of the NPC Gaming Podcast.
Woo!
You can follow us on Instagram at npc.gaming.pod. We reveal news about games, the games industry. We break the news that everyone's getting laid off, which sucks.
Yeah.
And also, if you happen to have liked the Fallout show, we did a spoilery review of it because it was fantastic in our eyes. And also, I have my own solo podcast you can go follow on Instagram. It's a Retired Monster Podcast. I have also been MIA because my life got quite busy with a third dog. But finally, it's starting to calm down a little bit.
The horse.
And I am returning in a big way. I will be now recording my podcast for audio and on video.
Hell yeah.
On YouTube, so that my first episode, by the time this comes out, which I'm assuming is next week.
It's going to be like 2 weeks.
2 weeks?
2-3 weeks possible.
Yeah. My recap of Milwaukee Metal Festival.
Let's go! Hell yeah.
Will be out, and it'll be video format on YouTube. So you can find my page right now on YouTube. It's also Retired Mosher Podcast, so go follow that, I guess, or
I will.
Whatever. But
dude,
that's
so,
all in the works.
So jealous of that fucking show. That looked so dope.
It was amazing.
Hell yeah.
But anyway, that's all I got.
Fuck yeah. Connor!
Can't wait to listen.
Municipal Waste is gonna fuck you up.
Dude, so real quick, why it got really good shots of there was at least like 3 trash cans being thrown around.
Hell yeah.
And I was
hell
like, dude, yeah. Those poor people getting hit in the head.
Just not paying attention.
Yeah.
Just enjoying the music.
Yeah.
Until you get wrecked.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys for joining
us. Wait. What you need Connor's plugs, or at least
I thought the joke was his plug being like, I'm so excited to listen to it, because he doesn't have anything to plug.
Oh, does he have something now?
We usually like a hey, hi, hello from him.
But, hi, Connor.
Hi.
Thanks for playing.
Thank you.
anything you'd like to plug?
No.
Okay.
Nothing at all.
Not even the band?
Dan's in my band now.
Yo, I'm in the band.
You're in the band?
Say hello to frontman Danny Gutierrez.
Danny's singing in my band.
Yeah. Hey. That's cool.
Get wrecked, everybody. We'll start advertising the whatever future show is coming up. But I'm fucking hyped. We're having a good time.
Yeah.
I had a lot of fun.
That's why, okay, Danny sent me a playlist of all the songs that you guys are doing, and I was just like, how did you get so invested in Connor's band? Oh, he's in the band.
In the band.
Singing in the band.
It's a lot of fun. I've been having a great time.
Very cool.
Yeah.
I love jamming with people.
Oh, but I did. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening. Let's give them one final dice shake to close everything out.
The bag! Follow Alex's reading page!
Don't follow my reading page!